Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2206. The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Sunday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now I'm going to jump right into today's post, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. Show of hands. Who's ever skipped a workout? Come on, throw them up there. Well, you're not alone. I've skipped many workouts in my day. And you might be one of the many people who skip workouts on occasion. Perhaps you just heard the words "on occasion" and thought to yourself, ha, that's 75% of the time. Okay, I'm done trying to get inside of your head. Skipping workouts happens when we're busy, tired, and can just work out harder tomorrow. Intensity is sure to make up for it, right? Maybe, but it's not likely. When it comes to working out, the one word that can change your relationship with fitness is consistency. You had to be there. The many physical benefits of exercise never come to be if we're not actually exercising. And the difference between exercising and not exercising isn't actually about choice, but about vision. Dream a little bigger, darling, is the key to consistency. And that's because we become increasingly more consistent as we plan from shorter timelines to longer timelines. If you typically think day to day, think about a week. If you think in weeks, look at the entire month. If months make sense to you, start looking at entire seasons. The longer the timeline, the better prepared we are to navigate the challenges that life throws at us. One of the reasons the program Snatched in 6 Weeks works so well is that it brings a tight-knit group of people together for the most consistent program possible at Mark Fisher Fitness. It's 6 weeks of commitment. Many of our most steadfast ninjas have used this program as a jumping-off point for months or even years of consistency. There are Olympic athletes preparing for the games who have been training for at least 4 years. Could you imagine walking into classes at Mark Fisher Fitness and instead of hearing week 1, 2, 3, or 4, you hear instead, "Welcome to Ninja Essentials. This is week 208. That thought is hilariously daunting to me, but I believe the extremeness of the 4-year cycle illuminates the power that time gives us when it comes to consistency. On a longer timeline, we have more chances to be consistent with our training. This is bigger than Olympic athletes or our super ninjas who have been at Mark Fisher Fitness since the very beginning. This is about each and every one of us. If you're in healthcare, finance, real estate, and the arts, it doesn't matter. Every day we can make the choice to exercise or not, and that's a 50-50 choice. Did you work out or did you not work out? If you schedule it, fitness will come. Planning a workout the day of? That's a challenging decision. Taking time on a Monday to choose 4 days to work out that week? That makes life a little bit easier. Setting a reminder to sign up for a full month of classes when the next month's schedule goes live on the 15th? That can definitely make fitness easier. You can even take it a step further and create a year-long calendar reminder that has a year of workouts. If you know your dream schedule, make it happen. Don't wait for classes. Make that plan happen on your timeline. Why does this matter to me? If you've ever worked out so hard that you were overly sore and skipped your next workout, you could benefit from a longer timeline. If you've ever replaced a gym visit with a visit to your massage therapist or physical therapist, you could also benefit from a longer timeline. Longer timeline equals lifestyle. A longer timeline gives us the unique perspective that moves beyond specific fitness or performance goals and gives us lifestyle goals. It's not about getting abs for the summer or losing those last 10 pounds, but about feeling better in 15 years and about playing with your grandkids. For some hearing this, 15 years away might take you to 80 years old. For others, grandkids might be 45 years into your future. That 15 to 45 year timeline can do wonders for setting a perspective that's truly about long-term habit building and success. What about when life throws you a curveball? Then you adapt. You change your schedule when necessary. You shouldn't skip your best friend's wedding or your mom's birthday or seeing your favorite artist because you're rigid in your workout plan. Move a few days around and carry on with consistency. This is only possible, however, when you have a plan in the first place. It's far easier to move one workout out of 20 for the month if you still have 19 that you're planning on attending. If that's a daily decision, it's a challenging one. Deciding on a Monday that you'll work out 4 times that week, that becomes a little easier. Deciding on the first that you'll work out 16 times that month, priceless. If exercise becomes a near daily occurrence, you've given yourself the gift of momentum, and that consistency of training begets more consistency of training. Consistency is the king, the queen, and the single most important factor that determines your fitness success. Consistency is everything. The action step for more consistency. Pull out your planner. I'll wait. Now, add your workouts. Let's go beyond a day, beyond a week. Let's think at least a month here. For as long as is reasonable, schedule those workouts. If you're signing up for group workouts, plan beyond the month-long cycle and set a reminder on the 15th to sign up for the next month's classes. Setting a plan is of the utmost importance because it can make or break your fitness habits, and that can quite literally add or subtract years from your life. Imagine taking 10 minutes right now to live 10 years longer. That's a strong case for consistency in my book. You just listened to the post titled, "The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness" by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Love, love, consistency. That is truly one of the most important things when it comes to any behavior change. But let's take this a step further. Let's not just put our workouts in our planner, but block out specific times on our Outlook calendars and on our phones. Consider this time untouchable. No meetings, no phone calls, nothing else can be scheduled during this time. That's because this is your time for, you ready? Get this, self-care. Think of it this way. When you're bathing, are you actively participating in a Zoom meeting? Are you texting on your phone? Are you playing games on your phone? Are you binging Netflix? No. Part of that is probably because it's simply not feasible. But also, it's your time to practice proper hygiene. You're practicing self-care when you bathe. What's exercise? It's self-care too. It's taking care of your body and your mind. So when possible, try not to see your dedicated workout time as a burden or a waste of time. Think of it as your time, time you're spending to care for yourself. Put simply, not a waste of time. So as Harold mentioned in this post, commit right now and make a plan. But if you block out those times in your calendar and stick to that schedule, before you know it, you may just have a new habit. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing the show and listening every day. And I'll be back with a bonus episode in just a second. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.